This will be fun. Let's go to Michelle, whose son goes to Great Oak, and she's familiar with this story. Michelle?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. This just fries me. This isn't the first time. Can I say his name?
Sure.
Okay, it's Mr. Jerry Burdick. This is not the first time he has used the kids for his political agenda. I have a former student and a current student at Great Oak, both of them who were in the band were, I make that very clear. Another thing he had did a couple years ago is there was a quarry going in the hills of Temecula, and a lot of people were against it, which, whatever. Well, it just turns out his wife is also a teacher at Great Oak, and she's in charge of the environmental club. And so what he did is he, on a Saturday, got the band together, had them spell out no quarry, and had a plane fly over and take a picture of this. So this is how he does his business.
He used the kids as a political prop?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a little wacky.
He is, oh my God.
Did he check with the parents to see how they felt about the quarry?
You know, no. You know, I'm going to be honest. I can't tell you for sure. My son wasn't there because he was doing something else. But yes, they did. He did a flyover, and it had the kids spell out no quarry. So this is not the first time.
Why can't he just teach them the music?
I agree. That lady who offered to give $1,000, I would absolutely love to see him removed from that position. He's like the golden boy over there. I don't get it. And that's why I say, you know, my son is no longer in band. And you know what? When we were there, it was $750 a semester to be in band. On top of, they've gone to the Fiesta Bowl before, which is not even the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
They go to a parade. And you know what? It was above and beyond. It wasn't mandatory, and it was above and beyond the normal fees. So this is his grandstanding yet again.